Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Investing 60 minutes each weekday for planning for the future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Travel Tuesday is sponsored by Pre-Flight Airport Parking. Treating yourself to a Chicago staycation can include a downtown luxury hotel with a great pool, skyline views, and enjoy everything the city offers right here in your own backyard. Welcome in Mark Walters, Walters World Travel and Culture. You can find him on YouTube. You can also find him at the Geese College of Business at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. Mark, thank you for joining us today. And we're going to flip the script on you, Mark, because normally we talk about, you know, the best, you know, bed and breakfasts in Kyrgyzstan. But today we're going to talk about places you can go in Chicago where you can be a tourist in your own town. So what's kind of the first rule of thumb when it comes to planning a staycation?
One of the biggest things I think people miss is they keep thinking back to their times like visiting their hometown or where they live 10 years ago, 15 years ago when they moved in, and they really haven't explored the city again. And that's what's so great about Chicago. There's always new galleries coming up, always new restaurants you need to check out. And you hear about them, but you never go because you go into the city and you're like, oh, I'll go to my old standby, and you miss out. So I think one of the biggest things is just explore the new stuff.
Yeah, that's a very good point, because even if you've moved to the suburbs with your kids and you want to relive your Wrigleyville glory days, you realize that maybe they weren't nearly as fun as you remembered, or they're certainly not child-friendly.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is Chicago has so many great things you can do with your kids that going back and exploring some of those things you enjoyed as a kid when you went to the Museum of Science and Industry or the Art Institute of Chicago, those kind of things going back again later, you're like, wow, I forgot about some of these pieces, some of these things. And that's one of the funny things. I have locals that live up in the Chicagoland area, and they haven't gone. They saw the Christmas trees, you know, maybe 20 years ago. I'm like, yeah, there's more stuff at the Museum of Science and Industry. You can visit other times of the year and see things, and they just get so surprised with all the new stuff that shows up. Because if you haven't been for a while, you really should explore more of these wonderful museums.
And then on top of that, should you treat it, though, like this is a vacation elsewhere, and you can pretend that you are flying there? Because I think with the staycation, there is this temptation that, oh, because you're home, because you're near work, and because you're near all of your responsibilities, you can layer some of that stuff in and still have your staycation, which you wouldn't do if you were going to Orlando or elsewhere.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the big mistakes people make, is they try to still make it like you're at home. That's why it's really great. If you're like in Naperville, Ivanville, wherever, and you're coming in to stay in the city, you actually want to stay in the city like a tourist so you can enjoy it. Because if you're going back home, at the end of the day, you're always worried, traffic, when I'm going to go back, what train do I need to get? This way you can really focus on enjoying the city the way it's meant to be enjoyed, and you start to see why tourists talk about Chicago very differently sometimes than the locals do, because they start to see the stuff they really love as opposed to like focusing on traffic and the train.
And on top of that, I think the first thing to make that staycation sing, especially if you have kids, is to pick the right hotel. And in some cases, you're not paying for a plane, so why don't you splurge on the room with a view or find a hotel with a really cool pool?
Yeah, and that's the thing that really makes a difference, is putting the money into your stay. And even if you don't have a lot of money to stay, you could look at things like Priceline and other places that have those last-minute deals, thinking, hey, you know what? Let's spend this weekend in Chicago, and you could look up and see some really great deals, so your money goes a bit farther for those last-minute things. So it's not something you really have to plan way, way ahead. Sometimes you can do it really close.
And then on top, we talk about avoiding the temptation to look up some of your old haunts, but at the same time, too, do you want to go to all the touristy places while you're playing tourist, or can you apply some of that unique local knowledge to finding restaurants and finding places to amuse yourself above and beyond the usual museums and cultural institutions?
Well, I think one of the things that's funny is you can do it both ways. And I think sometimes when you go to be a staycation in your hometown, your home city, it gives you kind of like the permission to be the tourist. So you can go and do the tourist things that sometimes you're like, you know, I don't want to look like a fool, like a tourist when I'm here, but it gives you the permission to do that. So it can be actually kind of a fun thing when you do those silly, you know, over the top tourist things. But knowing your, you know, your Chicago connections, you can be like, hey, look, my buddy told about this new restaurant. Let's go check this out. There's this new gallery we can go check out. There's so many great little art museums around Chicago. People never even think about it. Like, just go to the University of Chicago, the Hyde Park, go around there. There's so many cool things you can check out there that maybe you haven't seen literally in 20 years, and it's changed so much.
Mark Wolters, Wolters World Travel and Culture. Find him on YouTube. Thank you for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. Join us this time tomorrow for Personal Finance Wednesday. And still to come, restaurants, they're having a hard time retaining customers. We'll talk about that next.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.